So we have come to our third audio message, and let's just do a quick recap. In the video message, we talk about God is a great I Am, that whatever needs you have, He is the answer. And in the first audio message, we talk about God is willing and able, that He is great and He is good. In the second audio message, we talk about Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And in the third message, in this message, I want to focus on God the Holy Spirit. In fact, if you think about it, in the first message, we're talking about God the Father as seen through Jesus the Son. In the second message, we focus on God the Son, Jesus Christ. And in this message, we want to talk about God the Holy Spirit. Now, I guess that at this time, it's good to talk about the three-in-one God, or the Trinity. You know, many people, many smarter people throughout the ages have been trying to give a good explanation on the Trinity, and I haven't come across one that's really satisfying to myself. The closest I can get is actually to think about dimensional theories. What do I mean? I mean that actually a three-dimensional person like us can actually appear simultaneously at the same time in a two-dimensional being's world. For instance, think of an ant, okay, a little ant, an ant that cannot look up or down. He can only look straight forward. And then you put your five fingers in the line of sight of the ant. So the ant, because he cannot look up or down, he will suddenly see five different things coming towards it, or just appearing out of thin air. But as you keep on pushing your finger down, then the ant will see the five fingers actually come together to become one big thing, because he starts to see your palm and then your arms. So is it five different beings, or is it one being? Well, for a two-dimensional being, it will probably boggle your mind. And I think that's probably the best way and best thing I can say about the three-in-one God, because we live in a three-dimensional world. If you want to count time, a four-dimensional world. And God is way beyond our four dimensions. And that's why it is possible for Him to still be one God, but appear in three different persons at the same time, or three different manifestation. Because at the baptism of Jesus, we can actually see God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit at the same time appearing on the earth. Well, actually, yeah, the voice of God the Father actually is heard on the earth. So that's my meager explanation of the Trinity. If you want to know more, you have to ask people who are way smarter than I am to try to give you a better explanation. But as I said, today I want to focus on God the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit is actually probably a very, very controversial subject, because Jesus, later on in the passage we read, Jesus Himself said that, only Christians can actually come to know the Holy Spirit. The world, the non-Christian world, will actually not be able to understand this idea about the Holy Spirit. So, in fact, let's just jump right into the passage that we want to talk about, or that I want to talk about, in John chapter 14, verse 16 and 17. And John chapter 14, verse 16 says, this is actually Jesus talking, "I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Helper, that He may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see Him or know Him. But you know Him, because He abides with you and will be in you." In fact, Jesus went on in verse 18 to say, "I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you." So you can see that Jesus Himself promises that when after his death and resurrection, when He returns to God, that He will send the Holy Spirit down to us to live in Christians. And also, you can see in the passage, He says that the world, because they cannot see the Holy Spirit, they cannot receive Him, they cannot understand what is this idea of the Holy Spirit. But as Christians, we can actually come to know and to experience Him. Likewise, as Christians, there's also the possibility that we will miss out on having our fellowship with Him. I know I did for a long time during my Christian life. If you read my bio, you can actually see that I actually grew up in a church. But for many, many years in my life, I have not really built a relationship or a fellowship with the Holy Spirit. You know, I read the Bible, and usually I read the Bible for information, but I never really took the time out to come to know God, God the Father, God the Son, and especially God the Holy Spirit. I like to think of it this way. You know, for instance, if we want to come to learn about someone, well, we can, you know, read their bios or pick up a magazine and read the bio of a famous superstar that we want. But that doesn't mean that we actually know the person, or that doesn't mean that we actually have a relationship with that person. We just know a lot of facts about him. But in order for us to say that we actually know the person, we have to at least have a chance to, you know, to meet them face to face and to build a relationship, a face to face relationship with them. Likewise, I like to think about you know, God the Holy Spirit. Well, a lot of Christians can actually know about the Holy Spirit or know about God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But many times we can actually know a lot of facts about them, but not really have a relationship with God, you know, the three-in-one God, especially God the Holy Spirit. Because why am I emphasizing on God the Holy Spirit? Because, you know, as Jesus said, at this time, after Jesus returned back to heaven, the Holy Spirit is the one, is the, I guess, the representation of God on the earth right now. So let's go back to the passage and see what Jesus said. He said that he will ask the Father, and the Father will give us another helper. You know, the Holy Spirit in the Bible has been called a helper, a counselor, that he may be with us forever. One of the jobs of the Holy Spirit is actually to guide us, to help us, to strengthen us, you know, to teach us truth about Jesus Christ. I always like to, you know, to think of this fact, you know, asking people, hey, if you can ask Jesus anything, let's say, you know, you lived 2,000 years ago, and then you have the chance to be one of the disciples. You know, you have the chance to walk with Jesus where he walked, and you know, to ask him anything you want. Any questions about God, any questions about, you know, the universe, wouldn't that be great? Well, actually, Jesus promised us that it is possible through the Holy Spirit, because he will send the Holy Spirit to be with us. He will send the Holy Spirit to be our counselor. You know, any questions that we want to ask Jesus, we can actually turn around and ask the Holy Spirit, because, you know, the Holy Spirit is also God, is part of the three-in-one God, and is God. So we actually have the privilege of having Jesus himself, God himself, to live within us, to live with us 24/7. You know, every day, every minute, every second of our life, there is the possibility of that. Now, he's always there. If you're a Christian and if you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he is there. But as I said, you know, just now, we can neglect him. We can just push him aside. We can, you know, this is a privilege that we have, but there's a chance of us not using the privilege, not using that, you know, that fellowship. As I said, I did it for many, many years during my Christian life, but thank God that, you know, through the constant reminder of the Holy Spirit, I guess, that you know, he reminded me that, you know, don't just know facts about God, but you can actually experience him. And another great thing is that Jesus said, you know what, the Holy Spirit, after he comes down to us, you know, to Christians, he will be with us forever. He will not leave us. He will not forsake us. He will be with us forever. This is actually a privilege for Christians who are living after the cross, after the death and resurrection of Jesus. You know, in the Old Testament, there are great saints like Abraham, you know, King David, Moses. They're really, you know, people that we look up to. But in fact, if you think about it, we are actually in a better position than they were back then. Why? Because the promised Holy Spirit is given after the death and resurrection and the ascension of Christ when he returns back to heaven. So the people in the past, you know, they have the presence of God sometimes, you know, through the tabernacle or through the temple, but you know, they don't necessarily have it within them, the 24/7, that they can, you know, talk to or build a fellowship, a relationship with. But we do. We have that privilege because it's a privilege given to us by Jesus Himself. So Christians living now actually are in a much, much better situation than the Old Testament saints. Although, you know, we respect them, we are actually in a better situation because we have the Holy Spirit with us. So I just want to challenge the Christians, hey, don't neglect this great privilege, this great gift that God Himself promises that He will be with us 24/7. Meaning that, you know, as you're listening to this tape, you can, or not tape, but that this message, you can, you know, stop it and just talk to God, and talk to the Holy Spirit, and, you know, and expect Him to actually, you know, give a response back to you. That's how close we are to the Holy Spirit, because He is within us. You know, no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, we can always have that relationship with Him. In fact, the Holy Spirit continues on the work of Jesus, you know, because Jesus is no longer on this world, but the Holy Spirit is like the continuation of what Jesus did while He was here on the earth. And let's go back to to our passage, that, you know, not only will the Father give us another helper, that He may be with us forever, which is the Spirit of Truth, or the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit is whom the world cannot receive because it does not see Him or know Him. Okay, so that's why I said that this part of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit, is actually a very controversial aspect, because, you know, the secular world will not be able to see Him, will not be able to experience Him, you know, will not be able to receive Him, because He is not seen through our physical eyes. He's not, you know, felt per se through our physical senses. You know, He is seen and felt and heard actually through our spiritual senses. I believe, you know, sometimes through our mind that we can actually hear the prodding of the Holy Spirit. You know, you should not do this because it's bad for you, or you should do this. You know, this is the privilege that all Christians have, because we have the Holy Spirit and God Himself living within us. So I just want to challenge the Christians, hey, you know what, don't forsake this great gift that we have, and don't neglect this great gift that we have. God Himself is actually living within us, and we can talk to Him, we can build a relationship with Him. Now, if you're not a Christian, and you know, you're probably listening and saying, you know, I don't understand what he's saying, well, you know, the truth is, you probably can't, you know. The only way you can understand, you could capture the whole idea, is actually when you yourself come and experience this. This is more of an experiential reality. You know, once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and if you want to know how, just listen to the previous message, the second one, or just click on my website, just click on Get to Know Jesus, and there's some stuff there that you can read it. But once you accept Jesus, God promises that He will send the Holy Spirit in you, and you can experience Him, the presence, His presence. But know that you have to be also the one to cultivate that relationship, and that's where prayer comes into effect, I guess, and that, you know, we can actually come and talk with Him and also you know, take time just to listen, you know, to be silent in His presence, and for Him to come and move us and talk to us. God is a living reality that you can experience. He's not just something what we learn facts about, we learn in a book. You know, God is someone that we can experience, and especially we can experience Him through the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that He will not leave us as orphans, but He will come to us. That you know, God is someone that is more beyond just a philosophy, but He's someone that you can experience because He is true, He's alive, and He is a living being, a person per se, that you know, He's actually a spirit, but you know, he has you know, personality and you know, affections and emotions, that we can actually come to get to know Him and and just build a friendship with Him. You know, that's I think one of the major parts about this God's Beloved ministry is I want to tell that, you know, more than just reading the Bible and knowing facts, which is good, you know, that those are important, but you can actually experience the presence of God in your life. You can experience the presence of God in your surroundings. You can experience that God is indeed the great I Am, that you can run to Him because He is good and He is great, that Jesus Christ is indeed our Lord and Savior. He's the one who saved us from our sin, but likewise He is also the Lord of our life, telling us how we should live our life and giving us the strength and the ability to do so, and also that the Holy Spirit is there to strengthen us and to help us, to give us wisdom in order to be able to live a victorious life, a life that is full of abundance and blessing. This is my desire for everyone, you know, who comes and listens to this to these messages and these both video and audio, and also who comes and clicks on this website. So I just want to thank you again for just allowing me to come into, you know, your computer and just listen to this these messages, and you know, let's pray. Lord, I thank you for this time, and Lord, I just thank you for the you know, quick reminder that, Lord, you are here with us, that you can be experienced. And Lord, I do pray for the people who are listening right now, Lord, that they can actually experience your presence greatly with them, Lord, that they can not only expect to hear from you, but Lord, that they will hear from you and just enjoy knowing that, Lord, that you love them, and Lord, that you will just come upon them and tell them that you love them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this reality. Thank you, Lord, for this truth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, once again, I just want to say thank you for taking the time to listen to this message. And just some administration stuff, I guess. I hope to update the audio messages at least once per week. The video message, I still have to, you know, to get comfortable sitting in front of camcorder and speaking to camcorder, and plus it actually takes a longer time for me to get the video messages on my website. So I'll probably do a, you know, hopefully weekly update on the audio message, and the video message I'll probably try to change, you know, once in a while. So so thank you for this opportunity, and I hope to click on just come visit this website, you know, at least every week. Oh, I'll try to put the dates that I upload the message on, so that, you know, when you look at it, then you'll know whether it's new or whether you heard it or not. So until next time, remember, you are God's beloved.